Part 2, starting now. What is an accident? The word accident has been used for two different types of situation. When a man trips and falls, he may say that he has had an accident. If he drops and breaks a cup, he will again say it is an accident, although the two situations would appear to be quite different. Personal injury is quite possible in the first instance when there are industrial processes involving machinery, chemicals, or other potential dangers, but the dropping of a cup does not often cause injury, although it may provoke an angry comment from the owner of it. Nevertheless, the situations are similar. Both result from some failure on the part of the person involved and may be due to the same cause, such as lack of skill or lack of concentration. Failure in behavior will not always involve you in risk of injury, but it will do so in less favorable circumstances. In the first place, accident prevention is concerned with the reduction of accidents which cause personal injury. In investigating such accidents, you cannot ask people to risk their necks in the fond hope of discovering the mistakes they make. But it is possible to construct tasks for them which allow them to commit the same kind of error without fear of personal injury, and such a study can give valuable information on how accidents happen. First, let me outline three types of accident which can result from failure in behavior. There is the accident in which the man involved does not take any action at all. Older people are usually involved in this type of accident. In farming, for instance, about 20% of accidents to workers over 60 are due to this. There is the accident in which the action taken is not adequate to cope with the situation. Most of the car accidents due to the human factor are caused by the inadequate action on the part of the driver, misjudging distance, or the speed of other vehicles and objects. The third example of accidents which occur are those in which the wrong course of action is taken. One recent flying accident was caused by the fact that the pilot, who had recently changed from one type of aircraft to another, pulled a lever which in his previous aircraft had controlled the wing flaps. In the aircraft he was flying at the time of the accident, the lever in this position controlled the undercarriage. A matter of habit caused a crash which resulted in heavy loss of life. In considering these examples, the question will arise as to why people over 50 should become involved in falling accidents or be hit by moving or falling objects more often than younger people. Is it because they are slower to react? It is possible to decide between these two alternatives with a very simple piece of test apparatus. End of part 2.